Start off here this morning. Many of you know this portion of Scripture. I have three more things the Lord wants to instill in us. In the next few weeks, souls on Sunday is going to be my topic. Somebody say souls. How many of us, what you pray for will manifest? And as a church, I want us to begin to pray for souls to be saved. Is anybody with me? People to return back to God's house. There are a lot of people that are out there that have got disillusioned or hurt or whatever the reason is, it's really irrelevant. I want them back with God. So I want us to be mature in those things to see those people come back. But in all everything we do, we have to become fishers of men. I mean, it's a promise that Jesus can take you. Now, I'm not an excellent fisherman itself in the natural, but I can put a worm on a hook, or my wife can, and I can cast it out there, bless God. And you know what? I found out that a lot of fish eat worms. So the mystery is this. What is it that's on the line? How many know sometimes you'll cast it out and you'll be amazed who gets caught? Hallelujah. But if we don't fish, we'll never catch anything. Say amen. Somebody say souls. This week I want to deal with three other areas the Lord wants to minister to. Number one, He wants us this year to be calm. Say amen. Number two, He wants us to bring comfort. And number three, He wants to build connections or relationships. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This year, to be calm, we have to put effort in prayer. I said we have to put effort in prayer. If you decided, hey, I'm going to pray for an hour, by the end of that hour, it becomes a little bit of work. Oh, no thunderous amens here. I mean, it's when you dedicate time aside, it can become an area, Lord, I want you to work in this. And if you've ever agonized in prayer to see victory for somebody else, you know what I'm talking about. The truth is that this year we need to be calm. Every storm to be calm. Are you hearing me? Now, I shared this in the first service. How many remember the story where Jesus is in the boat? He tells the disciples, we're going to go to the other side, and he decides to take a cat nap. How many remember that? Now, the storm arose, and believe me, these guys were experienced fishermen. It wasn't the first storm they ever faced. But this storm was so much, it rattled them, and they became afraid. But what they do is they go downstairs, and they say, Jesus, get up, don't you care? I want you to notice something here. Didn't Jesus say, we're going to go over to the other side? Never let the storms of your life loom so big you forget Jesus is still in your boat. Even if it looks fearful on the natural, he hasn't left you. Say amen. So what did he do? He got up and said this, oh, you of little faith. And he rebuked the wind and it ceased. The sea became calm. How many of those, listen to me, he's in your boat. Exercise your faith. Hello? He wanted to teach them that I'm there with you. Exercise your faith. Say amen. Amen. He'll do what he has to do. You do what you got to do. Why couldn't they said, you know what? He said, we're going over the other side. I see this storm. Lord, rebuke that in Jesus' name. Come on. How many knows that God hears you? And believe me, when you're walking in right relationship, even Satan has to bow to Jesus' name. Think of the frustration in the demonic realm when he has to bow and you become victorious. The Father in heaven's like, that's my boy, that's my girl. Hello? We have that power and authority in him. But this year we have to strive to be calm. Somebody say calm. How many have ever experienced something that ruffled your feathers? It got you upset. Or maybe you heard something that you need this and this. The truth is that this year we have to say, you know what, peace that passes understanding is my portion. And if it's not there, then I'm going to fight to that area to get that. The joy of the Lord should be our strength. Do you not agree? Secondly here, do not be led by anything but the Holy Spirit. In 2 Timothy 1:7, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and what? Somebody say a sound mind. If you don't receive that from the Holy Ghost, listen to me, it's not the Holy Ghost. The enemy comes to bring fear in that area. It says, test every spirit to see if they're of God. And there are times, listen to me, Satan will try to imitate God. He'll try to voice like God. But if there's fear in that, that's not the Lord. If it's not power, love, and a sound mind, don't receive it. Are you hearing me? Too many times the enemy will say, you're not going to make it. The ship's going to sink. Look at the waves. You can't make it. Hey, here's another one. Jesus doesn't care. He's sleeping in your boat. If he cared, he'd be up on the deck rebuking this. All those things are tricks of the enemy. He'll put up a facade, see through it. No, my God said, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. I come against that voice. It's amazing to me when you come against the works of the enemy, how quick it silences it. If you entertain it, it keeps living. Amen. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. Here's this promise. I'll strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. That's a good God. That's a promise from him. That God's going to hold you up. Come on. Joshua 1 verse 9, have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, be not dismayed, for I am your God. Wherever you go, I will be with you. I want that to be our portion this year. We need to be calm. Say amen. Amen. To be calm, we need to cast our cares. 1 Peter 5, 7, cast all your cares, for he cares for you. Cares are like this. How many ever seen a backpack before? I'm sure you all have. Cares are like bricks in the backpack. And you carry them. You can carry one. You carry two. You get three or four. Soon, your legs begin to give out. He said, cast all those cares. You'll shoulder your responsibility. But you know what? That load is too heavy to bear. Cast them off. Are you with me? Notice it's a conscious act too. Lord, I'm not shouldering that. That's your portion. When the pressure gets too tough, God doesn't want you to. He needs you to lean on him. How many understand that? Too many times we internalize and think it's only our battle. The battle is the Lord's. Our body has never been designed for stress. Stress makes us old, makes us cranky, tired. How many knows it does a whole lot to us? The joy of the Lord is our what? Now, there are times to weep. If somebody has a loss, there is a time to weep. There is. There's a time to mourn. But there's also a time to rejoice. As a body, we can share that. The more we share that, I'll get this, the more that comfort comes. Amen? I've learned this. To have a quiet and peaceful life, I need to be humble. In 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Verse 7, cast all your cares, for he cares for you. It's amazing to me that Paul, even Peter, spoke the same message. Because when we look at the church today in this world, there are so many cares. And this nation, in many ways, listen to me, we got some great things and we got some screwed up stuff going on. Lord, work. But I belong to his kingdom too. This year we have to put it in our spirit. I'm going to be calm. You may be faced with a blow in your life. No, I'm going to be calm through this. Has it ever changed by anxiety? Has it ever changed by worrying? Sometimes I don't want us to get to the place where we worry so much so when we get victory, we feel better. No, I'm not going to worry. How many worry has pain and torment to it? Oh, say amen. How many cast all your cares? Just recently here, I had to go back. We changed some insurance, my wife and I, and my cancer treatment, I had to go through all the testings all over because they didn't follow a certain protocol. The new doctor wants this, so the examination, the blood work, the CT scan, the physical examination, the ultrasound, had to go through all that. I'm in two of the three right now done. And they're coming out clear. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Amen. I still got to wait for the CT scan and the blood work to come back, but God's good. Amen? How many of us, if God heals you, it'll show up in a doctor's office? Amen? But how many of us, the enemy's right there? He always tries to seed you with a little thought. That's not going to be good. Not going to be good. I mean, sometimes you just got to know in Jesus' name. I'm not going to worry about this. I belong to who? I belong to the Lord. This year we have to put this in our spirit. This year you're going to be calm, bless God. And it's amazing what you can go through when you're filled with the Holy Spirit. That strength comes upon you. That infilling comes upon you. And you can walk through things you never imagined. Number two, we need to bring comfort to others. Use what God has done for you to help somebody else. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we're able to comfort them who are in any trouble by the comfort we ourselves have been comforted of God. What God has done for you, do for somebody else. This year, he wants us to bring comfort to other people. This year, let's do it. Let's look and say, you know what? Who is hurting today? Who can I bring comfort to? I asked the first service here, how many need a word of encouragement this morning? Let me see your hand. Okay? How about a word of comfort? God's going to be with you. How many need to have more peace reigning in your situation? Can't this be today? Then I want you to leave this service comforted by the Holy Ghost, having the peace of God. Come on, we've gathered in his name. His word has been approached. His spirit is here. We lack no good thing. Lord, then I'm going to receive what you have. There are sometimes you got to go. How many ever felt a heaviness before? Like an oppression come upon you? Last Thursday, I was just loving on the Lord, taking care of some church stuff. And I just felt this heaviness on me, like this. And I said, Lord, I just feel this. And he spoke a word to me. He goes, resist that. The enemy tries to put on you. And you know what? I stopped right where I was. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every work of the enemy. Spirit of heaviness, go in Jesus' name. And it's just like that. I had instant victory. How many of you don't have to walk in that? How many of us, the joy of the Lord is your strength? That's your portion. Now, I don't laugh at people's funerals. It's a sad time. But I want to comfort them during it and get them through that. Because they got to have joy again sometime. Are you with me? So there's balance here. But truly, this has to be broken. Amen. When did the storm cease? When Jesus was in the boat? When he spoke. True? Not when he got on deck. When he spoke. There are sometimes God will give you the words to speak. And if you don't, you can pray in the Holy Ghost. He'll give you the language you need to pray. Oh, that's good preaching. In 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 7, it says, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in every tribulation. I love that. In everyone. It doesn't say you won't have some struggles either. Listen to me, a pastor who preaches you're never going to have a struggle, I don't know where they live. They don't live in my shoes. When I read in Scripture, he'll comfort you in all your tribulations. Sometimes we go through it. Sometimes you're forced into it because of a situation, but either way, God will still be with you. When you're comforted of God, believe me, that's the greatest comfort you'll ever receive. And he wants you likewise to bring that to somebody else, to encourage them in that. Hallelujah. Church, we need to be those type of people. I said, we need to be those type of people. I mean, to bring this comfort to others, you know what? We need to ultimately look, God is our victory. If nobody called you, nobody visited you, nobody said anything to you, you still got God. I said, you still got God. You can still talk to him and he can talk to you. You got his love book right here. You can read it. Amen? I'm so glad that everything he wanted us to know is jammed up into one book. He'll give you the rest later on. Hallelujah. And if you think about it, he knows everything about everything. What an education we're going to get when we're there. Hallelujah. from the greatest physicist to the greatest physician to anybody here, he'll be able to expound on it all. I hope we kind of get some reruns in heaven. Show me how you created it all. Boof, there it is. Hallelujah. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll have movie night with Moses. Amen. We'll see. But realize Jesus has overcome it all. In John 16, verse 33, here's what he said. These things I've spoken unto you. When he speaks, it's not E.F. Hutton. We need to listen to him. When he speaks, these things I've spoken to you, that you might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So these things that he has spoken to you, many times we take so little of it when we could have so much of it. I want the word to work in you when this situation is attacked, is what the word says. This is what the word says. This is the biblical example that God got me through. I found that in the word of God, no matter what you face in life, there's a biblical example for a remedy. I'm serious. In every single area. Then, Lord, I want to know your word. Don't handicap yourself. And I don't say that in a negative way. Don't paralyze yourself by not knowing it. Well, that's good preaching. Amen. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, the Lord said, I go before you. He will not fail, nor will I forsake you. Fear not and be not dismayed. In Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? No one. Amen? No one. You look at that situation, I can win. David had the victory over Goliath before he entered the match. He spoke to himself, you know what? The bear came out, took care of that. That young lion came out, took care of that. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I want you to walk in the area. Your two previous victories will give you the third victory. Say amen. He didn't start off with Goliath. He started off with the bear and the lion. God knows what you can handle. But he still wants warriors. The church cannot be a bunch of wimps. That's good preaching. Come on. Are we called to be victorious? Not victims. I choose not to be a victim. I am victorious. Come on, God's love is real. In Psalm 119, verse 76, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness is my comfort according to the word of thy servant. I love it. His love is real. His love encapsulates. God so loved the world that he what? He gave. As we move in these next few weeks, souls for Sunday. Somebody write that down. I'm going to have a little thing made up I'll put on your refrigerator. Souls for Sunday. I want us to begin to think about it, pray about it, work it out. I'm going to be giving you some goal visions that the Lord has dropped in my heart to accomplish this year. And some of them are a stretch and a step of faith. But I know together we can see things done. Amen. I'm in this for the long haul. Yeah. Amen. I'm serious. Amen. I'm not in this just to build my own little kingdom, do my own little thing, and look for a stepping stone. There is none for me. There is none. Lord, I want what you want. That's what I'm content with. Is God good? Yeah. How many need to bring comfort to others? How many experienced something already that hurt your heart or had a situation where it ruffled things up? Okay? Look around you. Keep your hand up for a minute. Okay? Can we be that church? How many here had a situation where you had to have God's peace step in? I need the peace of the Lord. Let me see your hand. Okay, we're only 1 month in. How many of us, this is something we need to exercise? I want everyone that came this morning, I want you to walk out strengthened, encouraged, and renewed. I want you to be able to say in your heart, it's good to have been in God's house. Like David said, oh, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. So many forsake that today. Listen to me, it's not the same by watching it on TV. Say amen. Amen. That's cozy and cute. Jesus, I'll catch up to you sometime. Amen. I got to have authentic. Hallelujah. Next area here, we need to build connections or relationships. We need to count others more important. I said, count one another as more important. In Romans 12, verse 10, be kindly affectionate one to another in brotherly love, honoring and preferring others. That means when somebody comes in, you show honor. Amen? In this church, I'm glad we do this. You rise in the presence of the elderly. If they want to sit right there, then you're welcome to sit there. If I have to stand, that's okay too. People need to know they're honored. Do you know you can still hold a door for somebody? Another 30 seconds longer. Come on in. How many knows that's a lost art today? Please and thank you has left. Now it's give me what's mine and forget you. Oh, I'm preaching now, aren't I? How many knows we need to honor? In this church, I want you to honor one another. Come on, that's an exercise. That's something we have to do. The Lord wants this. If you're following along, He's building character in us. Because without character, you can't sustain what He wants to do. I'm believing for cities to come to know Christ. I am. Honest to God. I'm believing for a mighty move. We live in Michigan, then God move in this cold state without much sun. Let the Son of God arise. What would we do if all of Livonia got saved next week? Honestly. I look forward to the day where people are standing outside before the doors are open just to hear the word of truth. Amen? Amen. And here, I'm going to preach this to you. I refuse to believe once a month or once every other month makes a faithful Christian. I refuse that. Because if I only spent one day with my wife once a month, we wouldn't have a relationship. If we're that busy, we need to adjust our schedule. Because nowhere does that show me you love God more than anything else. Now, I know people are busy. I know those things. There's balance here. But it's our love towards God that needs to come forth. I'm glad you're here this morning. Say amen. Now, I understand work schedules. I had a job where I had to work early one day and late the next day. I understand all that. But I strived every chance I could to be in His house. I mean, that's the heart. Not when I get around to it. Oh, that's good preaching. Remember now, if you get upset at me, just tell God. Say, okay, Lord. Amen? Think about Him. What would He say today? Come on. Do we think He's going to change His word? How many knows He's preached a good message, but it was also convicting? Say amen. Okay. Say God's good. To build relationships, we need to watch what we say. Ephesians 4:29, don't let corrupt communication out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying of others, that you may minister grace unto the hearer. When somebody comes in, you know what? You don't need to talk about what you used to do in the world. That's under the blood. There is no redeeming value in the flesh. And we can get in flesh big time real quick. Lord, I don't want to let any corrupt communication. But that which is edifying. Every usher and greeter should be an encourager. You should be blessed before you even hear one note or one message. Say amen. Down the love hall, it's okay to say, hey, I'm glad you're here today. Let me be an encouragement. What can I do? What I appreciate about this church is many people are blessed in this fellowship and don't know where the blessing came from. A lot of times people will come to my office and say, Pastor, I'm going to give this to this individual, but I don't want them to know who gave it. I'll make sure it gets to that individual. How many know sometimes we want to take a little credit for it? We want to be recognized. How many knows God will recognize you? I say God will recognize you. What you did in secret, He'll reward you openly. Say amen? Now that doesn't mean I have to be interfering in you giving your blessing. I'm not saying that at all. But if you want to remain anonymous, there's a way to get it to people. Say amen? I've seen people buy other people's shoes, other people's glasses. Say amen? How many knows we can look out for among us? Be mindful of that. Amen? I've seen coats being given. I've even seen some ladies that some have never had a dress in their whole life all of a sudden get a brand new dress How many knows that makes people feel a little bit special? I want people to feel special at Lighthouse. I do. Amen? There's the other side of that. When you have a relationship with somebody, speak the truth. In Proverbs 27, verse 6, better the wounds of a friend than the kiss of an enemy. There are sometimes you just got to go, brother, let's get your life right. Who do you have in your life that can speak a little bit to you? Now, you may not like what they're sharing at the moment, but you're looking at yourself saying, you know, and I need that. Too many times when you hear error in doctrine, we just go, okay, well, I'll pray for you. How about speak to that? If you have a relationship, say, no, that's not the way the Lord is. Jesus gets such a bad rap. I remember one time I repented for a whole hour just on, Lord, you've been called a demon. You've been called you don't care. You've been called that you're not compassionate. And I thought of all these things that people say that he's none of those. He is always good. Sin is the problem. And we blew it, not him. He's got the remedy. So God gets such a bad rap so many times. I'm glad he has such a character to handle it. Because there are a lot of people who curse him. But then he does this. I know your frame, your butt dust. Amen. You deny me, you deny eternity with me. He holds all the cards. Do you know that? And he's dealt some to us that we need to play them right, bless God. To build relationships, we need to be encouragers. Somebody say encouragers. In Ephesians 4, 29, the second part says, only speak which is edifying. When you come in, it's like, I'm glad you're here, brother. I really am. Amen. But he needs to encourage somebody else. Glad you're here today. Bless you. Amen. Bless you, brother. Amen. How hard is that, you guys? Let it be genuine from your heart. Can you imagine Jesus coming up? He's going to welcome you in heaven. How are you going to feel when he welcomes you? When he did it all to get you there? When he says, well done, good and faithful servant. How are you going to feel knowing that the crown you received is because he paid the price for you? We need it today. A lot of people are so discouraged. When they look at the house of God, they look at the church, they feel like it's irrelevant. It's more relevant than ever. We got to come against those things. Listen to me. It's all just a ploy of the enemy. He wants people so busy they have no time for a relationship. Lord, we got to change that, amen? My prayer is that we're going to get sick of our phones and start turning to him more. Which leads me, if you'd like to be in an illustrated sermon, come see me. I need some extras. There's no speaking parts. It's all acted out, simple acting. You want to do that? Want me to tip you off? Amen? I have the golden phone coming. And Pastor Fulia will be there, amen? So, I'm already writing it out. So, if you're interested, come see me. Simple parts, you'll be able to do it. Oh, I can't do that. I don't want to get in front of people. Oh, they're going to look at me. Oh, that's probably you. Listening, in building these relationships, respect needs to come. I said respect needs to come. We need to start respecting, especially those who have some age to them. Thank God that they're there. Thank God that, believe me, there's wisdom there. With age, there is some wisdom. Amen? Amen. Smartest person I know is Bernice, bless God. Couldn't do it, Bernice. Had to unload on you again, amen? She's a good egg, but she dishes it out too. She really does. How many of us that we need that? Well, we need to respect one another. Sometimes it's like, hey, if they clam up, look, respect your privacy, but if you ever want to talk, I'm available. How many knows that open door leads to something? Come on, we can have that area. Sometimes it's just a listening ear. It may require a little more effort and slow down a little bit. Walk slow amongst the people. You'll be amazed on how much more ministry is done after service and before service. I enjoyed this morning. How about this? Accept responsibility if you do something wrong. You want to build relationships? Don't just blow it off. Go, okay. I don't know why it is. It seems like more people are cutting people off today and driving cars than ever. I don't know if that's just me. Everywhere I go, even my wife says, man, we got cut off the other day 3 times on our way home. I'm like, What's up with that? I know you can see me. It's like, is there a bullseye painted on this? And sometimes you got to watch what comes out of your own mouth. Say amen. I mean, you need to be filled with the Spirit, not just in church. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad they cut me off instead of you. Maybe something else would have happened. Glad it happened to me. Come on. What pushes your buttons? What puts them in a row? Believe me, they'll all be touched sooner or later. But how many want to respond differently? Every time when Jesus, especially when the Pharisees would come along, they would try to provoke him to wrath. They would say things about who he was. And, you're that carpenter's son. You're illegitimate. You cast out demons by the prince of demons. These are pretty vulgar things to say to God. Yet, he was unashamed. And believe me, it didn't bring him down. He trusted his Father. He knew who he was. When he said on the cross, "I forgive them," can you imagine the insults that were hurled to him? Because Jesus called this the hour of darkness. That means every insult, every detestable thing now was placed upon him on the cross. He resisted sin unto blood in the garden. Believe me, he paid it all. Then, Lord, let me have some of that character in my life. Let me walk in that. That even if you're ridiculed, you're totally right, you can still take it and move on with it. That's what's hard sometimes when you're picked on and you're spoken evil of and you haven't done anything wrong. But sometimes you've got to just shoulder that. And hopefully the people around you have enough character to go, "That ain't true." And shut up. You know what? That kills gossip the fastest. When it stops with you. Not have that little prayer meeting. Well, let me share this with you so you can pray about it. I'm only going to share with a couple hundred, so you're special. Say amen. Say no, it's done. Amen. That's what I appreciate about my wife. If I tell her, "Honey, I just can't talk about it," she has the ability to turn the corner and go, "Okay." And not pry or have to know. Now, if you want me to share something with her, you just tell me that. You can share that with your wife. That's cool. I'll do such. But my wife doesn't pry. My wife walks in so much character, it convicts me at times. I'm serious. She loves God, and she can sing. She just doesn't let anybody know. She can sing. I've heard her sing. She just doesn't like the public part of it. She'd rather be behind the scenes working. Amen? I respect those gifts. But in building relationships, we have to manage emotions. How many agree with me here? I asked the first service, how many ever woke up crabby? Huh? Had a little down day there, a little crabby? If somebody pointed it out to you, does it make you more crabby, or does it kind of go, it makes you more crabby, doesn't it, huh? Good job, Ross, all right? The truth is that we don't want to hear it when we are. But sometimes we got to look at us and go, "I'm crabby today." It's okay to be honest. Amen. How many ever been unhappy in a day? How many ever just showed, didn't say much, but you just like, You're not saying it, but you're thinking it. How many ever came to church crabby? How many knows, "Lord, I want that to change. I want it to change." Those emotions are real. God wants us to have it. It says, "Be angry and don't sin." Jesus was like that when he flipped over money tables. But that balance there, "Lord, teach me." When things are out of whack, it's like a roller coaster. You may catch most people on the even keel, but what about the heights and the depths? "Lord, I want them to be more. I want it to be steady incline." Huh? I don't want the drop to be so great or the heights to be so much you're like a bottle rocket. "Lord, let me be balanced." Anybody here? I want to be balanced. That becomes helpful. Generally, when you're going through it, so is somebody else. I saw an uptick for a brief moment when 9/11, when the planes hit the... I saw a country kind of take a look and say, "Is there more than that?" But now it's just becoming a memory. Let's never forget that God's still with us. Amen? That we are great because he's made us great. If you look at us, we're a real baby nation. We haven't been around for thousands of years. We don't have civilizations like they do in Egypt, built over civilizations. We're pretty infancy, but look how much we have accomplished in a very short time. I've been in other countries. This is still the greatest country, even though there's some issues. But let's pray for that. Amen? And when vote comes, you vote. That's your God-given right. Vote. Say amen. And you can pray, bless God. Then let's be that. Let's get emotionally strong too. We can weather the storm. What would happen if a cataclysmic event happened in this country? I mean, where water and food was affected. What would we really do? What would we really turn to? If you read in the book of Revelation, that's going to be part of the problem. That food will be unbelievably expensive. Even gold will be cankered, it says. It'd be worthless. Things are coming to this land, to this country, and to this nation, to this world. We need to be ready with our King. The book of Revelation will be fulfilled. Every word will be fulfilled. Then we need to be seeking our God while it's day, because night comes when no man can work. As we move into these next few weeks, souls. How many be praying for souls? Honestly. How many are going to put the pole in the water? The exciting part about fishing is that you don't know what it is till it comes up. You might be able to wait if you're a professional fisherman. You can tell by how it's pulling. I can't. If my pole bends over, I'm wheeling in because whatever it is, I'm happy with it. And it's generally these little panfish about that big. And I try to take them off and they strike my hand and I get upset and I hand it over to my wife and she takes care of me. Thank God for a good woman. But the truth is, that's part of the exciting part. I want us to get to the place where we can throw in a net and the boat begins to sink because there's so many that we have to call for help for others. Hello? Like Paul Youngie Cho said, you want to start a church? I'll give you $5,000 tomorrow. Pastor them. Say amen. Can we start thinking big here in America again? Huh? And not take glory on self. Lord, I want you to work. Use me. Here I am. Just here I am, Lord. And walk through your day normal. Can we do that, church? How many want to be calm this year? How many want to be comforted, bring comfort? And how many want to reach others? The Lord wants it. Let's do it. If we fulfill what he's spoken, he'll do what he does. Hallelujah. And I ask you this last thing. Will you pray for souls? What's on your heart will manifest. I've seen it over and over and over. Let's do it, church. Amen? You enjoy this morning? Well, the Lions are in the Super Bowl, so they're going to win tonight. So praise the Lord for that. But God is good. If you'd lift your hands towards heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, a blessing upon your people. This morning, Lord God, we're today that your peace, peace that you leave with us. Father, we want to bring comfort and walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, help us, Lord God, to build relationships. Lord God, to bring in those, Lord God, that you so desperately want saved. Lord, we speak, Lord God, a soul-winning anointing upon Lighthouse. Lord, upon our own lives, Lord, souls on Sunday, God, let it be a portion, Lord, that we have, that we can reach this world for Christ. Now, your blessing upon your people, go with them in strength and power. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you for your time this morning. God bless you. Have a great week.